Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll talk about a courtyard that has a lot of different houses within it, and the courtyard was sold. The bill of sale just says that the courtyard was sold. What is included in that sale? Mishnah says, Hamocher et haser machar abatim. If someone sells a courtyard, it's a bigger property, and therefore everything that's in it is sold as well. The homes that open up into the courtyard, borot, sihin, umarot, as well as any pits, any holes in the ground, or any ditches, any vaults that would be there in the courtyard that would probably hold water or something else. We say that sale of a courtyard is a bigger property being sold, and therefore everything within it is sold with it. Even though, as we said in an earlier Mishnah, if somebody sells a house, it doesn't include all of the pits of water that would be part of it here, because it's part of a larger property. The entire courtyard and the contents within it are sold as well. Avalo et hameteltelin, but movable items that are in the courtyard that are located there are not considered to be part of the courtyard, and therefore they would not be included in the sale. But bizman she'amar lo hi b'kol ma she'betocha hare kulan mechurim. But if the seller told the buyer at the time of sale, I'm selling you my courtyard and everything that's inside of it, we said that the mitaltelin, the movable objects, are included in that sale as well. Benkach u'benkach lo machar lo et hamirhatz v'lo et betabad she'betocha. Either way, if he told him that he's selling him everything that's in the courtyard, or he didn't say that, no matter what the wordage being used here is, the mirhatz, the bathhouse, or the olive press that are in the courtyard are never included unless explicitly stated by the seller, because these structures are considered to be something totally separate, not part of the property whatsoever. Rabbi Eliezer has a different opinion. Rabbi Eliezer omer, Hamocher tehatzer lo machar ela avira shel hatzer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody sells a courtyard, he has sold nothing besides the open space in the courtyard, the yard itself. The homes are not included, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even the homes that are opening up into the courtyard are not included in the sale.